Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Do you have your tickets yet for the March 10th All-Day Ag Outlook meeting at the Beef House over in Covington, Indiana? It promises to be a very informative day. First off, it's a WASDE day, so we'll digest that fresh WASDE report as we look at corn, soybeans, cash grain, and whatever else is on your mind. Sue Martin will deliver a keynote looking toward 2015 and beyond. Murray Wise will talk about land values. Chris Hurt will discuss livestock. And we have a delicious Beef House lunch as well as a continental breakfast, all for $25. You can get your tickets. Maybe you've been putting it off until now. Just a handful of days left. You can get your tickets at 217-333-7300 or online at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org. Just page down and you'll see the link to click on to purchase tickets. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter March wheat is 529 3/4 down 6. Soft March, 498.5 down 7.25. March corn, 375 3/4 down 1 3/4. July, 392 down 1.5. December, 409 down 3/4. March soybeans, 1019 up 3. July, 1025 3/4 up 2 3/4. November, 994 3/4 up 2. March soybean meal, 354.90 down $2. March soybean oil, 31.79 up 37. February live cattle, 157.25 up 60. March feeders, 196.65 up 105. April lean hogs, 69.05. They're up 47.5.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave. Actually, I'm in Litchfield is where I am today.
Well, that's right. You're traveling today.
We St. Francis Hospital.
Yeah, we appreciate you traveling and being willing to get on the phone with us this morning. Why don't we begin with the truckers' strike down in Brazil? They're blocking the roads down there. We're getting some conflicting reports today. AP saying roads blocked in as many as 10 states, while there was a Twitter account feed from one of the people who sort of oversees the main road to the Santos port, saying that one at least is open now. What are you hearing?
Well, I'm hearing the same type of thing. In fact, I talked with Dr. Cordonier yesterday and asked him what his thoughts were on it, and he said he'd be surprised if we're even hearing about it by next week, because Brazil is very quick, as far as the government goes, to really step in and make sure that everything continues to move. You know, they do not have, they only have about 13% on-farm storage in Brazil. So, you know, it's extremely important during the harvest time that they can get things to where they have to go logistically. And, you know, this entire strike is coming because of fuel tax and the increase in the fuel tax. And so I think it'll be resolved quickly. But, it's what gave us the market yesterday. It's what's giving us opportunity, basically, is what it is. You know, and so I think that it's really important that when you look at six-week highs on a lot of our grains, especially beans yesterday, mm-hmm. you need to consider doing something and protecting things with an opportunity like this.
Well, November beans, 9.97 up 4 3/4. You look at a chart technically, you have to wonder if we could just get a little bit more fundamental news, we could push it over $10, and then you got 10.25 potentially.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, and the possibility is certainly there. You know, when you look at the Brazilian situation, especially, you know, when it comes to their beans, at this point in time, you know, their break even's right around 10.50. And so I'm certain that they would love to be able to see the market go higher. The question will be is whether they'll trust that it'll do it, and when will they begin to sell? You know, that's the entire thing. You know, you look at January being the heaviest delivery month for beans here in the United States, although I think most of those are sold for January. They're not necessarily delivered in January.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the Brazilian situation isn't a whole lot different. So it again, is opportunity is what it is.
So maybe the Brazil, a short-term situation. Meanwhile, over in Argentina, I don't call that a short-term situation, do you?
Oh, my Lord, David, no. And, in fact, at the Ag Forum last week, we had an Argentinian who spoke, and his description of Argentina was, it's a disaster is what it is. He said, it's such a mess. It's absolutely unbelievable. He said, when you look at the fact that the president, Cristina, has been indicted for fraud, and he actually confirmed what I had been hearing, and that was that farmers in Argentina are paying for groceries using soybeans. They are paying for utility bills using soybeans. Pretty scary, isn't it?
So what does that mean for the U.S. soybean market going forward into the glut of season? How many beans get from Argentina onto the marketplace?
Well, you know, I never underestimate the power of their government and their government to be able to do something, you know, to force these people to have to make sales. And so I do believe there'll be some type of government intervention. I think the bigger issue is going to be for us later in the season because at the Ag Forum, at least the expectation, and I believe that they're very right about this, is that on October 1st, Brazil is going to have almost 8 million metric tons more beans on hand than what they had a year ago at
this
time. So, you know, that's big. And when you look at a metric ton is 36 million bushels. So if you take 8 million times that, you know, that's a lot of beans. And so eventually all of this is going to come to the market. But Argentina, it's just awful, you know, because, in fact, right now, you know, they're starting to try and prevent people from being able to have U.S. dollars. They're making an intervention that way. And so I think they're going to do anything they can. We have to remember, when you pay for groceries with your beans, you're not paying the government 30% like you are when you're selling them out, you know, out of the country. And so they're going to do something. There's no question.
What other highlights from the Ag Forum caught your eye?
Well, I think, you know, there were quite a few things. We had a lot of people who talked about the continuing drought in the West. In fact, there are two reservoirs in the San Joaquin Valley right now that they said, and grab onto this, 11 trillion gallons below normal for water. Trillion. And so even though they have a snowpack, they've been getting too warm of temperatures. It's been evaporating. And so this coming season looks like it could be a very difficult thing. And what it's going to end up doing is probably, in some respects, helping some of our farmers who raise forages because, you know, the forage and the alfalfa crops out there take the most water. And so they are probably going to be really limited on what they're allowed to use because, you know, when you look at California, your nuts and your fruits and all of that are really big items. And so it's going to be very difficult, you know, for them to deal with it. So they talked about that quite a bit, a great deal about, of course, Brazil, a lot about China. And as we move forward with China, it looks as if by 2030, we'll have 600 million families in the middle class in the world, and 200 million of those are going to come out of China, in addition to where we are right now, and about 100 million coming out of India. So some very positive things for agriculture, very positive things. We just have to get through the next couple of years when it comes to the grain side of things.
Was there any discussion of China's demand side growing by incredible leaps and bounds, and maybe what we're seeing on the market, as much as a supply side issue, moving forward will be a demand side issue with China taking another 5 to 8 million bushels or million metric tons of beans next year.
Well, that's true, you know, and I do believe, you know, that the potential is certainly there. The only concern there is the slowing down of the growth of their economy. It was interesting. They did explain why they cut the corn exports to China so dramatically, and it's because of milo, because of sorghum, because the expectation is that sorghum is going to be the big thing for them. So, you know, maybe we'll see some eventually down the road here, see some corn acres go to milo or more corn acres go to milo because of the demand. But there's no question that China is the leading source for all of us when it comes to the demand side of things. And the big problem that they have is, and this is what we have to keep a close eye on, is, you know, they've been supporting their prices at an extremely high level, which has made it less expensive for the people to import beans from us.
All right. So, gotta leave it there.
All right. Sounds like a deal. Thank you.
Thank you, Jackie. Jackie Vakes with Stuart Peterson Group, and she's in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It is now 10 o'clock Central Time.